everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast. How is everybody doing today? We started this podcast 4 years ago from my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. I hope you guys are having a absolute fantastic day. I want to go ahead and first finish swallowing my fucking food. Holy shit. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to go ahead and apologize to you guys. I missed a week. The episode didn't come out last week. Unfortunately, my computer shit the bed. It's been on its way out for a while. I've had money saved for a new one, and it just kind of, it finally said, Randy, fuck you. So I was struggling with the computer. I was struggling with the monitor. So I have all of that coming in the mail. Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to today discuss my race. A very exciting day for me. I know I've dragged you guys along with the training plan. I promise I'll try not to do that with the next race up in July. It's July 1st. The next one's July 1st. So, how did this race go? Obviously, I made a podcast. I had a little bit of hamstring issues leading up to the race. So, I wasn't sure how the race was going to go. I ultimately decided that for the sake of my health and the longevity of the summer, the fall, enjoying the rest of my spring here, I decided that it would be best if I just ran the 20 miler and not stress myself out to running 31, because God knows what can happen in those later miles, and the last thing I want to do is fuck my leg up more and have more problems. So to start things off, I switched races from the 50K to the 20 miler. 20 miles, I feel like, is still pretty respectable. And honestly, I think at the end of the day, I'm kind of proud of myself in the sense that I did make a good decision there. I'm usually in the boat of making decisions that will affect me short term. Like short term, yeah, I wanted to do the 50K, but I needed to think long term wise. And long term wise here, it was only appropriate, I think, that we did 20. Heck, honestly, I feel like it possibly could have been a good play to not do it at all. But I also felt like, given how my hamstring was feeling, it was at the point. I ran on it a couple of times. It didn't hurt. It was just discomforting. I felt that it was at the point where I need to start putting a little bit of strain on it for it to heal even stronger. Yeah, I've been through the process before, and ultimately I decided that I think 20 will be the best for me. So I went in open-minded. I wanted to get the most out of this experience. Take in the full effects of running single track with over 200 other people. Take in what it's like to stop at an aid station. Take in what it's like to have the adrenaline dump at the beginning of the race. You know, ultimately, I wanted to go execute my game plan, but in a lesser fashion, 20 miles instead of 31. And so I this was in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. It was actually a little north of it. I don't remember the exact city. It was on the Ice Age Trail. So from my understanding, the Ice Age Trail runs from Wisconsin to Wisconsin. It is the entire length of Wisconsin. I have never personally been on the Ice Age Trail, so that was another thing going into this. I didn't know what to expect. I was a little nervous about elevation gain. Online it said about 4,600 feet of elevation gain, and throughout my research on various people's Strava who have ran the race, it has been somewhere from 2,000 to 4,000 feet of elevation gain. So there was a major, I don't know how many hills I'm gonna have to deal with, how bad this is going to be. So I rolled in Friday night. I actually followed somebody from, they had a Minnesota plate. I basically followed someone from the border of Minnesota to all the way to go pick up our race packet. Like, yeah, it was pretty cool. I ran into him at the race thing. I'm like, dude, followed you all the way from, I remember you all the way from the border. I was definitely in your vision the entire site from Eau Claire. And we had a little chat. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool experience there. Then I roll into the, I pick up my race packet. Nothing fancy. It was just a bib. You know, you get your number. I got a shirt, actually. I did get a t-shirt that says Chippewa Trail Races on it, so I'm pretty hyped about that. I'm gonna wear that around. After that, I headed on over to my hotel, or my motel rather. My motel was in Bloomer, Wisconsin. The Bloomer, Wisconsin area is small. It's like the fucking sticks of Iowa, or the sticks of Wisconsin. Like, there's not much around, all right? So this motel was off of a major highway. It shared a parking lot with a truck stop. I roll up and there's bulletproof glass at the front desk and a guy that spoke about five words of English. It was a wonderful first impression of the place. I loved it. It had character, and that's exactly what I was looking for. So I get my key, $50 a night, simple as that, nice and cheap. The hotel, I believe, had 15 rooms. It was kind of split into like a three section kind of a thing with like a clover. It was like a clover. It had probably 15 rooms. So I get into my room. Sure enough, there's a bug walking across the countertop. Wonderful. Love it. It wasn't a bed bug though. So I wasn't worried. I was just like, this place got character, man. So I did a thorough search of the entire vicinity to make sure that there was no other bugs roaming about. I could not find one. And I mean, the Wi-Fi worked. I opened my window and there's three cops and a canine arresting someone from the motel. Again, I fucking love this place. It's awesome. This is, yeah, I'm not being sarcastic. Like, I want some kind of a place that has character. What's the fun in staying in a Holiday Inn that's got, like, you know, $130 a night Holiday Inn, but you know what? Nothing fun happens there. This place had a little character. So last time I was at a Holiday, I stayed, I got a free upgrade to the suite, a king suite, right? So I went from a king suite to this like dorm room. It legit had a countertop, a bathroom, it had a singular like fold out chair, a bed, and a little place where you could, it had a microwave and a fridge, a small one. So I loved it. I would actually say like 10 out of 10 experience. If you're it's 7 out of 10 on Google, but 10 out of 10, if you're looking for a place that has character, this is the place to be. So I went ahead and I walked over to the truck stop, right? And that's where I was gonna get my meal, and I planned it all along. So I grabbed the mac and cheese meal that I had planned. This was what I had planned. I knew they sold this mac and cheese at this particular truck stop. So I'm like, yup, we're gonna be getting that. So I got it. And I said, you know what? I also bought $20 in beverages. So my runs get expensive. When people say that like running is a cheap hobby or something, not when you're out there planning for 4 hours. Like, I had I had well over $20 worth of snacks on me the entire time. So I got my mac and cheese. I said, you know what? I forgot a fork. Do you guys have forks? She said, yes, dear. You know, she went on over to the place where the forks are at. She grabbed the tip of that fork and she handed me the handle end. I'm like, hell yeah, now I got your germs all over my mac and cheese fork. This is wonderful. I said, thank you very, very much. And she said, you need me to nuke that motherfucker? I said, no, I got the microwave in the hotel room. She's like, all right, enjoy your stay. Fuck yeah, this is exactly, like, this is wonderful. So I head on over to the hotel. I basically just hung out with my friends on online Discord. I hung out with them for about 6 hours. You know, I did some yoga, did some massaging. Just talked with them. You know, there wasn't a whole lot to do. Just kind of get a little bit of a rest in. And, I don't know, be a little nervous, per se, about the events that are about to happen. I wasn't too nervous, but it was a whole different atmosphere that I'd never gone in to perform on a singular day. The guy down the hall from me was complaining to his wife the whole time, I'm not ready, and she's like, you weren't ready last time either, but you fucking did it. God, it was awesome. Just fantastic. The walls were super thin, too. I loved it. So wake up, race morning, didn't really sleep. I mean, I slept from 11 to 4. So I woke up at 4. I did about a half hour of yoga at 4 a.m. just to kind of get the mind right, get the body right. Worried about the hamstrings still, massaged a little bit, paced around in my room, got some caffeine in me, went to the bathroom about 13 times, and we headed off. So I get to the place nice and early. That's how I like to be. I like to be early to anything. I was about 45 minutes early. They have me parked there. I was kind of parked nice in front and center, so I got to watch everyone roll up. I watched the 50Kers drop off their drop bag. And something I noticed was a lot of people weren't using poles or didn't even have trekking poles. Now, I've trained with poles. I love having poles. It just, it lessens up the strain you put on your legs, especially going up hills. But a lot of people didn't have them. A lot of the 50Kers had them in their drop bags, but not on them at the start. So I was kind of debating using them. And you know what? I figured people here probably know the trail. They probably know what they're getting themselves into. I didn't want to go out and like use poles and be like, I don't need poles, this is flat. So what I ended up doing was I put the poles in my backpack. That was a big thing when I got my hydration vest, is I want to make sure my poles could be held in there. So I had the poles in my backpack the entire time. I actually didn't end up taking them out. I think if I did the 50K, I probably would have, but 20 milers, I didn't need them. Now, so we line up at the start, awesome. 3, 2, you know, they do a little bit of race announcements. They say, we start right at 8 o'clock. Like, all right, here we go. Now I was debating what to wear because it had snowed the night before. I wasn't sure on clothing. Do I need long sleeve, short sleeve? The attire I had planned on wearing to begin with was just, it was meant more for like 60, 70 degrees. So it just wasn't going to work. So I had to switch it up a little bit. So I ended up, I was like, do I wear my coat? Do I not wear my coat? And at the, you know, the 5 minutes before he was giving announcements, he said, you guys are going to be cold up here, but we're on a hill and it's windy. Once you get down there, you're going to get hot. And sure enough, he was 100% right. You know, I think one of the lessons learned is you got to listen to people who have done the course before. They know what's up. So I didn't wear my coat. I was freezing at the starting line. They said 3, 2, 1, go. And we go down this giant hill. It was awesome. Muddy, wet. Now when I say muddy, I want to tell you, it was muddy as hell. So they had like, They had snow the night before. I had to brush off my car in the morning. They had rain the day before. They had an ungodly amount of snow in the winter at that location. So it wasn't all melted yet. It was like spots that were, even in the first mile, there was spots that were ankle deep in mud. Now, I was wearing a set of shoes that I've had for quite some time. Basically, the plan was I'm going to wear the shoes for the race and then I'm going to ditch them. I need to get rid of both my pairs of shoes and get another pair. So I had my Zero HFSs on. They're a road shoe, but I use them for trail. Because I have a little bit of time before this next race, I'm actually going to try out Zero's trail shoe and see how that goes. So we start things out. I held back exactly as I planned. Kind of nice and early, got into a groove, started a conversation with this girl, and we were together for probably 5-6 miles. She dropped me at one of the aid stations, which is fine. You know, she was going out doing the 50K. I just had 20 in mind. So, you know, she got to be moving. So ultimately, ankle deep mud. It was great. I hadn't been on many trails as it's been winter. I've been out on the trails, but they've been snow covered trails, not dirt. So I didn't have to deal with rocks. It was fun. So it was basically my first real non-snowed trail race of the season. So I got to the, everything went perfect. I took a couple pictures in the first couple miles, but my phone ended up dying, which was fine. I'm not big on pictures as it is. So I think I took 3 photos just to kind of show trail conditions, see what it's like. And from there, I got to the 10-mile mark at almost 2 hours flat. So about 5 miles per hour, which was, you know, just about the pace that I had wanted to hold the entire time. I had hit my nutrition every single, I do about every 45 minutes. And then once I hit my third 45, I kind of transition to about a half hour. I will start taking in some nutrition. I turn around at the 10, like we're supposed to. I was on my way back. I was kind of alone on the way back. There wasn't too many people with me. I had a couple people pass me, nothing crazy or anything. I just enjoyed myself. I definitely, at the 12-mile mark, I hit kind of a low. The legs were feeling it, but I kept pushing. And by mile 13 and a half, mile 14, somewhere around there, I felt like I was fresh as can be again. And ultimately just kept pushing on. I had a talk with the people at the aid station, basically just enjoyed myself. About the mile 15, there was a blizzard for about a half hour. You couldn't see probably 20 yards in front of you. It was like, that is the kind of conditions that I crave. Like, I love running in the rain. I love when it snows. I love the challenge. Like, when I was headed out for a lot of my training runs, I knew some of the trails weren't plowed, but I wanted to trek through the snow. Like, that is where I shine, in those difficult situations. I don't know. I was with a guy for probably the last 3 miles. I did end up getting lapped by 2 of the 50Kers. That's crazy. They did 10 extra miles and caught me. So I believe the first place 50Ker finished in 4 hours and 4 minutes. I believe I finished in 4 hours and 14 minutes for the 20-miler. Which was like 12:46 pace or something. Pretty difficult to set in a pace. So the park that I main my home course, it's very defined, you know, 15, 18% grade hills, where you know what you're getting into when you hit that hill. This was rolling hills, like, the entire way. So nothing, no crazy climbs. I think there was about two hills I actually walked up because they just had quite the incline. Otherwise, it was just harder to get into kind of a pace. I didn't know what to expect. So I ran a lot more of the hills, and I think that's why my legs were feeling it around mile, what did I say, 13, about 12, 13, somewhere around there, my legs started feeling it. And I think that was because I was running a lot more of the uphills than I had planned. So basically, we finished. We got the 20 mile. We got a little plaque. They had chicken wild rice soup at the end, some cookies, some trail mix. They had nut rolls and figs at the aid stations, which is what I eat on my normal runs anyways. So basically I conserved my food and ate their food. They had some gingerbread cookies. There was nothing like hitting mile 17 and just grabbing a handful of gingerbread cookies and hitting that last 3 miles. I really had a great time, and I did a lot of thinking about how this was probably the right decision. Although I wanted to do something, I think I made the right call. And that leads us to the next coming race, July 1st. That will 100% be a 50K. I think I had a lot of lessons learned. Like, don't go out on a 23.5 mile training run on the road 2 weeks out, because you're not used to the road, Randy. You're not gonna recover in time, so let's not do that, okay? All right, so figured that one out. Ultimately, I'm super happy about everything, the whole experience from the hotel. I drove home after. My little cheat that I had, I had a bag of gummy worms, because leading up to that race, I felt like I did a fairly decent job of keeping the diet well. And I can't say I treated my recovery very well, which is ultimately what I think led to the hamstring. I gotta stay up on recovery, bro. So it's we're back at it. Mandatory yoga, mandatory massage gun, mandatory eating fucking right. Because this July race is gonna be the one where I'll leave it all out there. Like I said, I didn't want to compromise my season at this race. You know, come July, I will push to make that happen. Now, I want to put in perspective, like, how bad this training run hurt me. So I did 23.5. It was like 100% road. There was no trail because all the trails were shit and I wasn't going on them. It took me, like, I was still feeling it 2 weeks later. Right? So I did my run. I did the race. 4 days later, I did 6 miles out at Afton and I ran it. I didn't walk it. I ran it. Like, I've been active. I did 17 miles on the bike this morning. Like, the trail I recover so much quicker from. It's what I'm adapted to. It's what I'm going to try and stick with. So when it comes to this July 1st race, all my training, my long runs are done, boom, on the trail. So I know exactly what to do this time. You know, it's a live and learn experience. And I still got a lot out of it. You know, I was texting my aunt, she's a marathoner, and she said I probably got one of the best attitudes she's ever met. Like, you know, you're fucking hurt and you're still like, whatever, we'll just do 20 miles. You know, when we were climbing Humphreys Peak in Arizona, you know, she's like, I'm sorry we're holding you back. You know, like, I'm just here for the fun time, man. Like, life is the experience. That's what I'm here for. I ain't trying to rush through things. Let's take some time and smell the roses. So, That is, so July 1st, that's the next race. I'll keep you up to date a little bit with the training, but I won't go as hard. I do have another podcast that is recorded. You'll get that. That was pre-recorded, so that will be next week's episode. And then I will get some kind of a bone. I need to think of some, I'd probably do like some kind of a bonus biking episode or something. Some kind of a, you know, riding with Randy. You can get the road rage. Holy fuck, I was pissed off this morning at some of these cars. You know, get that experience. I want to make up for that lost episode. I couldn't do a whole lot. The computer was broke. I did post on my Twitter that it was broke. So people that follow me on Twitter at Thoughts by Randy, you'll know that. Why we didn't get an episode last week. But we're back. We got the computer. We got the monitor coming. This episode will be out on time. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you guys very much for tuning into this week's episode. And I hope you enjoyed it enough to come back next week. If you didn't, well, I hope you have a wonderful life. Thank you guys very much, ladies and gentlemen. Leave a review on the Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff in the description below. Peace.